This is two people who sound like Jensen Ackles, a whole lot of spandex, and a possessed Cassandra Cain. Everybody's screwed. A DCU's Batman Comics supernatural crossover fic, written by Hin Raven and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for crossover, humor. A bunch of muscular men are crowded around a classic car. All are armed. They are all brothers, although they aren't all brothers to each other. Why are you wearing spandex? A tall man with brown hair and multicolored eyes asks, crossing his arms over his plaid shirt, which he wears unbuttoned over a battered t-shirt. He's a pretty man, in his early to mid-30s. His hands are scarred, and he stands like a soldier. His name is Dean Winchester, and he wants answers.
You're just jealous you can't pull it off.
A man with inky hair and a mask that covers his baby blue eyes snarks, wiggling his fingers, showing off the stripes that travel down his shoulders to his middle and ring fingers. The rest of his outfit is skin-tight black spandex, which shows off a well-muscled chest and a finely toned behind. He goes by Nightwing, and his smile is confident as he deliberately ignores the guns the others are carrying. Dean and his brother, ridiculously tall, handsome, and shaggy-haired Sam Winchester, snort. Sam shakes his head and shoots a grin at the other men. And a boy, but he's busy sulking, so he's not going to speak up for a little while yet. Sam Winchester, the freakishly tall man says, extending his hand.
The serial killer? Asks the 18-year-old, also with surprisingly black hair, which, like Sam's, is in need of a haircut.
His spandex is red and black. He wears a cape and a domino mask. Luckily for everybody involved, he has ditched the condom cowl, which would have tempted some rather crude jokes. Red Robin, better known to the public as Timothy Drake Wayne, very few people have made the connection, fortunately. Looks like he is about to whip out a bunch of high-tech gadgets and slam the overgrown Winchester into the trunk of the 1967 Chevy Impala, despite the fact that he stands at a mere 5'4", a good foot shorter than Sam. He sounds dangerous, despite his short stature and his slight build.
Shapeshifters.
The Winchesters chorus, shoulders shifting into a defensive position, both calculating how long it would take them to reach for their weapons. They prepare to enter a fight they have no chance of winning.
Not that they do that a lot or anything.
Nope.
Nightwing flinches sympathetically.
Oh, that sucks, he says. Alien or... supernatural,
Dean says, shrugging slightly, eyes darting between the sons of Batman, unsure whether or not they're about to attack him and his brother.
Like the demon that's possessed that scary lady friend of yours.
Cass was possessed by a demon?
Tim demands, voice going remarkably soprano. The idea of his foster sister being controlled by an evil force, again, is not a pleasant one. He begins to run through all the contingencies he has ever created, trying to think of how he could possibly take one down. Sadly, he has had very little experience with demons. Outside the realm of fiction, that is.
We're screwed,
announces the only one who hasn't spoken yet, a man in a red domino mask with hair that's dark, but not quite as dark as Tim or Dick's. His mask conceals his blue-green eyes, and he wears a leather jacket, Kevlar undershirt, and combat boots, a far cry from his brother's. He carries a gun in exactly the same place as Dean, and carries the same amount of knives.
No kidding,
Dean snarks, looking at the wooded area around the Impala, where four trashed motorcycles, a lot of splinters, and a few dozen toppled trees can be seen, all artistically destroyed and scattered. Cass's possession had been eventful. Sam stares between the two previous speakers.
Dean? He sounds like you.
He is unsure whether he should be awed, horrified, or laughing. He settles for a wide-eyed look.
Which one? Spandex, haircut, or jacket?
Dean rolls his eyes, prepared to mock his baby brother. Tim Drake prickles at the nickname, deliberately not touching his hair, which most definitely doesn't need a haircut.
Or a trim. Shut up, he likes it like that.
Jacket, Sam says, nodding toward the one in question.
It's hood, not jacket,
complains Jason Todd.
What? Red Hood. It's my name.
Dean stares at the Red Hood, incredulous.
Seriously? I normally wear one,
Jason defends himself. The helmet in question has been crushed into pieces by Cass.
Uh-huh. Shut up.
Make me.
Oh my god.
Tim looks slightly queasy.
They do sound alike. No, we don't.
Jason and Dean chorus, glaring at Tim.
Yes, you do,
Sam says, trying and failing to hide a smirk. The two turn surprisingly similar glares onto the younger, taller Winchester. The two are almost the same height, giving an even more comical moment to the whole situation. Damian Wayne, 10 years old, precocious, assassin-raised, stubborn and superior, snorts and crosses his arms.
Why does it matter? We need to focus on Kane.
Point, Dick concedes, although he looks like he would love to pursue this amusing train of conversation further. Probably until it went over the cliff and exploded into a full-blown fistfight, like all of his extended metaphors tended to turn into eventually.
Well, do you two have any idea for taking on a demonically possessed assassin-turned-superhero? Who can beat Batman in a fight?
The two hunters exchange looks. Very cautious looks.
We could catch her in a devil's trap and hope we can exorcise her before she gets killed,
Sam suggests, shrugging oversized shoulders.
Are you kidding me? An exorcism? Please tell me there's no pea soup,
Jason says, running his hands through his hair.
No pea soup. A lot of smoke, though,
Dean says, still in denial about the similarities between the two of them. Interestingly, both of them are among the very few humans in history to ever have to dig out of a grave post-mortem. They also both have a fondness for guns, explosions, nice cars, diner food, and leather jackets.
And both have tremendous daddy issues, but they'd both shoot you before admitting it.
How do we get her into a devil's trap? Dick asks practically, still smiling.
Well, Sam says, popping open the lid to the trunk of the Impala.
First, we're going to need...
The end. Reader's notes.
I don't know what it is, because, like, obviously my voice did all of the things, but somehow, like, even though it should have been dead easy to make Dean and Jason sound exactly the same, that's where I got hung up. I don't know. Like, I was deliberately trying to do the thing, and yet somehow I didn't make them sound the same after all. Or at least maybe that's my own ears listening too hard or something. Anyway, thank you to Hinraven for having blanket permission to Podfic and writing this adorable, hilarious crossover. I'm sorry that Cass had to get possessed for it to happen, but the mental image of the five of these, six, I guess, because Damien, standing around the Impala like some kind of standoff of masculinity and explosions is just a joy for me. So yeah, hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.